Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbeam, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are five-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
Trade deadline.
Welcome back to
buyers,
WSD.
Buyers, sellers, traders.
So MLB 60 sprint season, right? 40 division games, yeah. 20 interleague games. There's less than 25 games left. There's 24 games left. The season's almost over.
And they've already boiled down who can make the playoffs, who's going to make the playoffs based on, you know, who plays who coming up in these next 24 games. And to be frank, there's not much to do in the American League. Like, we've already identified the eight teams that are going to make it. The funny part to me, Kaywin, eight teams are going to make it.
I know.
Is there any evidence of home field advantage? Is there any evidence of that division title? Or, I mean, I think most teams are looking at it going, either I'm in or I'm out, and the trade line resembled that.
Yeah. So eight teams go to the playoffs from each league. It's the top two teams from each division, and then it's the two next best team. But here's the catch. So in round one, the wild card series, it's a best out of three, and all three games are played at the home ballpark. So you do want to have a better record so you get all three of those games at home with no fans.
Assuming the fences, there's no difference in fences, and you know, the visitors' clubhouse isn't a den that's not heated, you know, or overly heated, whatever it may be. My question to you too: are we going to go into a bubble?
No.
Playoff bubble.
No.
No.
We're not going to do it. The ML commissioner is not going to do it. Will this work out? I don't know.
Will we have a playoff?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Will we have a winner? The Oakland A's. I said it to start the season. I'm sticking by it. Third best record in Major League Baseball, your Oakland A's. They got made a couple trades. They're on their way, Big Ben. Your pesky A's.
Let me break this down. So in the AL, you got Tampa Bay is already in the playoffs, subjectively based on percentages, 100%. Yankees, playoffs. Blue Jays, who garnered all of the good players, Taiwan Walker, predominantly to shore up their rotation. Then you have Cleveland Indians, White Sox, Twins, Astros, Athletics. Are we going to see load management?
No, it's only 60 games. It's not 182.
Right, but if I'm already in the playoffs, I'm not going to trot out a starter who's laboring on some. Are we going to see people come in and out of you know, the taxi teams or whatever we may see? Are we going to see some sort of load management in baseball?
I don't think so, because these players are used to a marathon, getting their stride, getting their swing, getting their pitches, getting their groove. Okay. I think they're going to continue to play so that they're in postseason form and they're ready to go.
Let's talk about your NL, the West.
The West. Right now, Dodgers, best team in baseball. Best team.
100%.
And they just set a nationally record with 57 home runs in August. All they do is hit the long ball. Chicks dig the long ball. That's what they do in LA. But what's surprising is Bellinger, last year's MVP, has struggled a little bit. Muncy's around 180. Peterson's not hitting. But Mookie Betts, woo! He's really paying dividends. And Corey Seager, the better Seager, is back to his all-star form. So the Dodgers are loaded with talent. Jason Turner's on the IL. It doesn't even matter. They got Bueller. They got Kershaw. They got Big Red, Dusty May. The Dodgers are primed and ready. Second place is the Padres, the Pod Squad. They did a lot. They were the most active team at the trade deadline. They picked up Mike No Mask Clevinger, the guy in Cleveland who went out, didn't social distance, got in the doghouse, and he gone. But that's a big pickup because now the starters have the Padres have three frontline pitchers with Clevinger, Paddock, and Lamet. They got Tatis. They got Manny. They got your boy Hosmer. They didn't give up any of their top prospects or major league talent. I like the Padres advancing the playoffs. I don't know if they have enough to beat the Dodgers. And right now, of the eight teams, four are coming out of the NL West. The Rockies and the Giants at 18 wins today both qualify for the playoffs. But I only think three are coming out of the NL West because the Rockies have to play the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Giants. And the Giants have to play all those teams and the A's. They're going to beat each other up down the stretch. I love my Giants, but I don't know if they're going to make it this year. I got the Rockies sneaking in.
You got the Rockies.
And then the Dodgers. I'm sorry, but the Braves, Freddie Freeman, Braves, A's, A's win. Wow. Matt Chapman, Matt Olson, Crush Davis, Oakland A's. WST Podcast, your Oakland A's source for baseball.
All right, just drop the mic. Game over. We're done. We're done with the segment. We won't even talk about the trading deadline. We'll just talk about your A's winning the World Series over the Braves. We're done.
Besides the Padres, the Dodgers didn't do anything.
The Padres executed, I think they flipped 21 players during the trade deadline. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're all new roster. Hey, guys just coming in, flying to San Diego. Oh, this is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Kind of under the radar moves were Tommy La Stella coming to the A's. Obviously, you mentioned Clevinger, whose hair is phenomenal. I'm going to grow my hair out like him. I will wear a mask, though. Mike, come on. Don't do that. And then you look at the Pods are looking to break. This is their year. Similar to what we talked about before the season with the Mariners, where you have the Padres who have been on a playoff drought for so long. This was the perfect timing for them to come in. Now my question to you, it's midway through. We've talked about, you've even seen people come out with things like, you know, midway MVP, midway Cy Young, all this stuff. My question to you is the validity of the World Series. I think we've seen, I've even listened to The Ringer. There's no delineation. There's either buyers or sellers at this trade deadline. So is it half a ring?
No.
Is it going to be harder because there's eight teams?
I think it's going to be harder because of what's going on in the world with COVID and everything. No fans. Like you saw it in the NBA playoffs, right? Like there's really no home field advantage. So I would argue this World Series is going to be tough because it's a condensed season. There's no home field advantage and anything can happen, right?
I agree. Anything can happen. And that's why, honestly, one thing we don't talk about enough, and probably you're aware of this more than I am, is rotations. We saw it with the Nats last year. If you have 2 to 3 top end starters in your rotation, that's all you're going to need in this playoff format, because there's going to be travel days and who knows, there might be some COVID instances where they had to delay a game. So player or teams like the Reds, who have a very good top end rotation with Sonny Gray, who might be the Cy Young leader at this point, but it's going to be different. Yeah. If you get in an 8 seed and you got guys dealing, I mean, that's the Rays have a phenomenal front end rotation and a phenomenal team, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And that's one team we all forget about because they're down in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and no one goes to those games anyway. They probably got a higher attendance this year than they did last year. So, I mean, there's that type of thing going on. So it's, well, there's not going to be a playoff bubble. You already refuted that. And I don't think Manfred has said that he wants to do that either. There's nothing set up around that. But
no, because then he would admit he's been wrong this whole time. So he won't do that.
So we're going to see something similar to the NBA, where stuff is condensed And it's going to be tough to follow for me personally. You know, you got so many games going on probably at once, but nonetheless, it's going to be fun. And I agree, it's probably a team like the A's or the Rays or the Braves who haven't stood on top. But also, you have the Yankees who I think are just going to say, Aaron Judge, you're hurt, rest. You know, Giancarlo, sit it out. Go to Hoboken, go hang out at Green Rock, do whatever you want. We don't need you for the next 2 weeks. That's me personally. As we see teams get in, they're going to rest their players.
Yeah, I gotcha. I guess I thought you were saying, I don't know what I thought you were saying, but they're going to rest their players.
I'll send you the link to load management on Wikipedia, meaning you've already accomplished all you need to do. You don't need to press any further. It's kind of the 90-10 rule. You're not going to work 90% harder for a 10% return.
You're saying they're qualifying for the playoffs, so the people that are nicked up, banged up, they'll get their bats here or there, but they're not going to push them to the limit like they're fighting for their playoff lives. Exactly. Because the probability of them making it is greater because there's 8 teams.
Exactly. All so right. And you hit it, right? There's no fans. There's no idea that home field advantage carries that much weight, or even, you know, I'm the division leader or whatever. It's going to be seeded. So there's no difference of, you know, am I the 2 seed versus the 1 seed? Maybe, but there's no, it's not like the NBA where you have matchups that you're trying to exploit. It's your top end rotation, your top 3 guys. And then, you know, like I said, the Reds could go in and play, or, you know, the Rays, whoever's got the top 3 players, they're saying, I'm going to go with my guys. It doesn't matter who I'm playing. And if I'm the Rays, I'm going to throw a 99 mile per hour fastball at Giancarlo's head anyway. So
just like Chapman did.
There you go.
Should we wrap this up?
We should. WST Podcast. Catch us on WST _ podcast on Instagram, Twitter, WST Podcast Show at Gmail. Send us your questions, pleading for questions. We need some mailbag. We want your feedback on the NBA playoffs, the upcoming Major League playoffs. If you got hockey questions, we'll field those too. Who knows? 88 Acres. I got to admit, I was on the golf course today. I was feeling a little down. And what I pick up, 88 Acres bar, good to go. Seeds for life, gluten-free, everything free you need, no peanut allergies, nothing. They make everything great. I've loved them. You've loved them. My friends have loved them. 88 Acres, WST Podcast. That's your MLB wrap-up, K-Win and Big Ben.
Boom.